be like, click here to end.
Warning. Or like cat lovers only, click here. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like a
I think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
Now that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
I'd like to say that there's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
What? He was raised by monkeys?
Yeah, he was raised by, like, howler monkeys or something.
I don't buy that. Like, I don't buy that there was a kid that was... I don't buy there was a kid that was raised by monkeys.
No, I saw a whole show about it.
No, I'm sure you saw a show about it. What I'm saying is I don't buy that it actually happened.
No, what I'm telling you is I saw the show... And the show interviewed the kid. I mean, there was a kid was there. They had the kid.
He was raised by howler monkeys.
I forget what type of monkey they were, but it was monkeys.
It wasn't howler monkeys.
All right, it wasn't like chimpanzees or something. It was like gorillas. It was some kind of monkey.
No,
not a great ape.
I don't get that. I don't buy that for 1 second. How's the kid getting? He was a baby.
Yeah.
Till how long?
Like a week.
No, like a few years. Like I think. So I think, if I remember correctly, I believe what had happened was that the father of the kid was abusive. This is in Africa.
Right.
It was some tribe in Africa, right? So they were right next to the jungle. They were living in the jungle, essentially. And the, I forget what happened to the mother. Long story short, the kid runs away into the jungle.
So this is not a baby.
This is a 3-4-year-old kid.
All right.
Like, doesn't know, is just... It's not like she, probably somewhere around 3 or 4. So I'm saying,
okay,
runs into the jungle, meets with a group of monkeys, is like you know literally starving to death. I mean, you can't survive in a jungle for very long. So the kid is like dying, and the monkeys, I don't know, they come down and they start throwing him food. To eat.
They're throwing the kid food.
Yeah. And then they come down and they start grooming him. And so they like welcome him into their monkey pack.
Why would they welcome a child into their monkey pack? Something that they have to take care of.
No, that's because they're social creatures.
I don't buy this for 1 second.
You don't buy that monkeys are social creatures.
I buy that monkeys are social creatures,
okay.
Yes.
Are humans
unless
social creatures?
Unless you're talking about an orangutan, then I don't. But other than that,
it wasn't
yes.
an orangutan. It was some sort of monkey that took pity. Well, that's conjecture, but
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why would they see some animal? To them, it's just some animal running in the woods, dying. Why are they caring?
I don't know.
Why are they?
How should I know?
What food are they throwing at this kid?
But I don't know, bananas and stuff.
I don't buy the banana part. In Africa?
Well, I don't know if it was bananas. It was food. It was food. I don't know where... it was some sort of food. You're getting me on semantics.
Well, the kid has to eat something. That's what I'm saying.
The kid ate something. This is what happened. I'm not making this up.
I'm not saying you're making it up, but what you read was it had to be incorrect.
I didn't read it. I saw it on television.
Oh, well, okay, then. You saw it on television. Well, then, of course. All right. No problems. Next topic.
No. All I'm saying is that this boy, 3-4-year-old boy, went into the jungle, was raised by monkeys until only about, it wasn't that long before... Somebody found him, or he I forget what happened.
You're saying it wasn't that long.
It was long enough for the boy to have been like, it was long enough for the boy, no one thought the boy would survive because it was like a really long time. Everybody had like kind of given up hope, and the boy, when he was came back or found, I forget, was totally did not remember anything about human life, was totally a monkey.
I don't buy this one second.
What are you talking about?
It was such a long period of time that the kid forgets about human life.
Yes.
He forgets how to be a human.
Yes, they had to teach him to be a human.
I mean, the kid's 3 years old. I mean, okay.
That's
so
what
maybe
I'm saying.
3 years old is barely human anyway, but I mean, wait, did he learn
how dare you? Like, wait, but first of all, how dare you? 3 year old is human. What I'm saying is,
like, he's not, they're not like a 3 year old isn't like, you know, doing calculus or anything. I mean,
no,
you know, they
that's,
can barely
that's
get
the
their
perfect
own drink of
age.
Water.
That's what I'm saying. That's the perfect age that a monkey can swoop down and raise you.
But why would a monkey? I don't understand what would be the benefit. It would only be problems for this monkey. How does the why would the monkey think that this is one of his own?
Listen, I understand where you're coming from. Why would the monkey think it's one of your own? It's another competition for food. Like,
maybe
that doesn't make sense.
Maybe the monkey was trying to kill the boy, and instead by throwing stuff at it, and unfortunately, the monkey was throwing edible things.
That makes more sense. It makes more sense that a monkey would throw its edible its food that it wants to eat at something to try to kill
it. You're just throwing. You've never thrown anything at somebody?
Yeah, but if I had pizza and was eating pizza, I wouldn't throw it at somebody to try to kill it.
You remember when Matt Nice had that at Wish's house? He had that bottle of it was cherry flavored or like
it was grape. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
It was good. That was probably 100 yards.
That was probably the one exception where throwing something good at somebody trying to kill it was good. I don't think. Yeah, it was
a 100-yard throw.
It was easily 100 yards. It was Matt Nice who threw it, obviously, because he
at Wish's house.
At Wish, and it was Wish's house, and it was Dan Gottschall who got hit.
He got pegged by a grape juice bottle.
Yeah,
flavored.
It was plastic. It was one of those barrels.
Barrel. Yeah.
It was amazing. That was one of the most amazing things I've ever actually seen. To tell you the truth, I mean, forget like monkeys raising a human child. That distance. I mean, first of all, I don't think anybody can actually throw that distance anyway, let alone the spot on accuracy.
Pinpoint accuracy.
Of Matt Nice.
I mean, Matt Nice has got a good arm. He's very accurate.
Obviously.
He's very accurate when he throws stuff.
Yeah.
He's deadly in a snowball fight.
Well, he's deadly in a juice fight, if that would ever happen.
That's right.
That happened once, and that was it. We all were like, okay. That's like it's like dropping the atom bomb, basically.
Yeah, I mean, that's the nuclear option.
You can't
do anything
else.
I mean, when you have that much range, forget about it.
Yeah.
What was Dan doing? Was he getting into a tent or something?
He was getting into a tent. I believe Nora was with him.
Well, that makes it even better.
And he got nailed. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Well, see, anyway, this is my point. Like, maybe the monkeys were just trying to peg this kid.
No. First of all, no monkey has that kind of aim and accuracy of Matt Nice. Second
I'm not saying
all,
it has the same aim as accuracy as Matt Nice. I'm just saying that you can get close.
No, you wouldn't. You would not throw. Like I said, if I was eating pizza, even if Matt Nice was eating pizza, who has bad experiences with pizza, even if he was eating a pizza, he would not throw it to try to ward off somebody. There's other things you can throw.
What if it's the only thing? Like the monkey's in the tree. This kid, look, imagine you're a monkey. You're in a tree. There's this kid. He's making tons of noise. He's scaring everything or maybe attracting a whole bunch of attention to your tree. He's moaning.
Yeah, maybe. So you go down and they're curious. They're curious creatures.
Yeah, I could see him.
Curious
see
George was a monkey. Do you think Curious George would launch a lot of freaking bananas at a kid? No, he would go down and check it out.
Curious George gets into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and so when you're curious, you get into trouble. In this case, it paid off. You started raising a human baby.
Yeah, but it's the reverse. Curious George is the reverse, man. It was the guy in the yellow hat took Curious George out of the jungle and raised him as a child, which is weird. But this is, you're talking about the reverse. I don't think it works in reverse.
You know what? That is weird, because I was just watching Curious George, because Romany loves Curious George.
Sure, yeah.
And I was watching it, and I'm just thinking about, like, the origin story is kind of horrible.
I don't know the origin story. I mean, wasn't he abandoned?
No, the origin story is basically a man comes in, takes a monkey from the jungle, and puts him in a zoo until the monkey in the zoo is too much trouble, so they give him back to the man in the yellow hat. But, like, the man goes there and, like, you know.
Oh, the man in the yellow hat didn't want Curious George. He was just trying to steal monkeys from the forest?
And give him the zoos. Yeah.
The jungle? Oh, man. That's not cool.
No. It's kind of crazy.
So Curious George goes back to the man in the zoo, or the man in the yellow hat, and then they just become best buds.
Yeah, because no one else wants Curious George.
So he has to take him.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just put him back in the jungle?
I don't know. He might have started doing that. He might, that was, may have been an option that he wanted to do. But he got around. Maybe he liked him. See, that's what I'm saying. This exact same thing happened. The monkeys took the kid. Maybe they just thought they were just going to, you know, get rid of him in a little bit. But you know what? It grew on him.
No, I don't. I'm a monkey. I'm in a tree. I see this kid wandering around. 3-year-old. So, you know, he's crying and making a loud noise.
Yeah,
right?
But here's my point. How does a 3-year-old survive weeks and weeks, possibly months, maybe years, depending on how I remember the story.
Right, the story, right, depending on how you want to tell me the story.
How does a 3-year-old live that long? He can't live that long. Isn't the rule of what's the rule of threes in survival? You can go it's like 3 minutes without air, 3 hours without
three
shelter.
Minutes without air, really?
I don't know. That's the threes. I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out. I think it's 3 minutes without oxygen, 3 hours without shelter, 3 days without water.
3 days without water.
3 weeks without food. Something like that. I don't know. Anyway, the kid would be dead, essentially.
Yeah.
In 3 hours.
So I think what probably happened was this family probably won some publicity. The kid gets lost. They tell everybody the kid's lost. They find the kid, and they're like, oh, man, like, everybody's looking for this kid. Like, people are, like, all around, like, giving us money for this to help find this kid.
No, that's the thing. No one gave anybody money. This is what happened. Everybody, like, I think the father possibly could have died. He was
the father what?
He was an alcoholic. He, you know, was terrible to these people, his family. He, like, I don't know what happened to him, but, like, nobody liked the guy. All of a sudden, his son disappears. Everybody knows that he ran into the woods. The monkeys raise him for years. He comes back, and they have to, like, put him in a special school because he's, like, a monkey child. He doesn't know anything.
A monkey child?
Yeah, he was
Does
a monkey child.
Does he speak monkey?
Well, I don't speak monkey, so I don't know.
How does the monkey? If you're talking about howler monkeys,
I've seen pictures. I saw pictures of him as a monkey, and then there was an interview with him as a adult. As an adult.
Were they baboons? I can see baboons.
Maybe they were baboons. I don't know what kind of monkey it was. I forget the monkey.
I mean, if you're talking about a monkey in the jungle, monkeys in the jungle, they are up in the trees. How does this kid get up in the trees?
I don't know.
Baboons are at least for the, I mean, baboons are on the ground most of the time.
Maybe it was a baboon.
I mean, if you're talking about baboon, but you didn't say baboons. You said monkeys, and you got me all going down the wrong path.
Well, I don't know if it was a monkey. What's a baboon? Isn't a baboon a monkey?
We have an intellectual conversation here about boys being raised by monkeys, and you can't even give me the right monkey.
Well, listen, I didn't think it was important to have the right monkey. It was some kind of monkey.
It's super important. You clearly don't know your monkeys, man. A baboon, yes, I see a baboon. We weren't talking about baboons. We were talking about howler monkeys. That's what you said.
Well,
no, a boy cannot live by a howler monkey group. It's not going to happen. A baboon, okay, now I'm halfway there.
But aren't baboons really dangerous? And I mean, I could see a baboon attacking a child pretty easily.
I mean, if you had like, if it was a group of females,
right?
A troop, I think they're called troops. If you had a troop of females, maybe not a dominant male would allow this, or maybe a dominant male wouldn't care if it doesn't see it as a threat. I don't see how we would see a baby, a half starved baby, as a threat.
Right.
So, yeah, okay. The baboons, they're on the ground most of the time. He doesn't have to go anywhere. They get food, they can grab food easy enough, not difficult.
See?
All he has to do is groom everybody else.
Yeah.
I don't know how he learns to groom.
Well, he watches. Listen, when you're a human baby, you're learning by watching everything. You pick up everything, anything that you hear, anything that you see. I mean, that's when your brain is developing.
All right. So okay. Like, so the baboons.
I haven't taught Romani anything. There's nothing that I taught her, but she can do she can do a lot of things. She just picks it up.
Well, okay, so now the baboon, if it is truly baboons, I'm thinking this is possible.
See?
That's an interesting thing, but I don't know why he'd be so crazy. Like they couldn't get him back in society?
No, because he was feral.
I don't think humans go feral.
This kid did. I think the whole show is called Feral Children. It's this woman who goes around and searches these stories of feral children, and she finds them and researches them.
Well, that's a crazy show. There are a lot of feral kids.
That's
why
I'm telling it to you. It's crazy.
I didn't realize there'd be so many feral kids running around. You know, it only takes like a couple weeks before a cat gets like feral. Like a cat can go feral like super quickly. They're like barely domesticated.
I mean, that's what I was gonna say. They barely care about being domesticated.
It's interesting because cats probably been one of the first domesticated type animals. I mean, like, I think it's because they're not as social. I think social animals get domesticated faster.
Like dogs. Dogs are pretty much right away.
Right. So they can kind of socialize with they know the social cues. They get all that stuff. Cats are pretty solitary, I think.
Well, do cats read social cues? I mean, the thing with dogs is that they read social cues really well. And so they pick that stuff up.
My cat knows social cues. It knows when I want to be alone, that's exactly when the stupid cat's always around. And like when I'm trying to find the cat, no, you can't find the cat. The cat knows, man.
It uses the social cues against you rather than a dog who says, oh, I'm reading the social cue. Now right. I know what to do. The cat is like, aha.
That's exactly right. I mean, I know this is like cliche, but that cat is everything that if I'm thinking one thing, the cat's thinking the exact opposite. He's trying to counter my every move.
Yeah.
That's just cats. They're not social. They go feral very quickly because they just don't care.
Well, obviously human babies go feral really quickly too.
Yeah, but humans
it's a toddler. I would say it's a toddler or whatever you call it.
I see. I 3-year-old. I can't picture a 3-year-old in my head. I can't. I mean, I don't know what a 3-year-old is. A 3-year-old talking?
Yes, a 3-year-old's talking.
Like what? Like full sentences and stuff?
Yes. I mean, I mean, I don't know where. Like, this is the thing. I have a 2.5-year-old. Okay. I don't know anything. I know what she's doing. I know where she is. I don't know how it relates to anybody else.
Okay, so think of...
But it's fine. The doctor just says that you're fine.
Think of her school, where she is.
Yes.
The kids in there.
Yeah.
Are they having conversations with each other?
The 3-year-olds are having better conversations than the 2-year-olds. Two-year-olds know how to share. They can say, can I have that, please? Like, and all that kind of stuff. They're not having conversations about what would happen if they got lost in a jungle and a group of monkeys approached them. Like, that's not the conversation they're having.
It sounds like they should be having that conversation. Maybe you should be having that conversation with them.
I need to be having that conversation to make sure Romani knows if you're lost in the jungle, go for the baboons, not the howler monkeys.
Right, but you've got to be careful because those baboons will rip your arms off.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would have to then teach her some submissive baboon cues.
Yeah, or at least some karate moves.
Well, she's not. I don't think she could do the karate.
Well, the baboons for the kid, yes. The howler monkeys, no. You need to get your facts straight. Your monkey's facts straight.
Well, listen, I saw them on TV. What do you want me to do?
what other feral kids were there?
That's what I'm saying. It was one show on this. There was like a cat. There was a cat kid on another episode they were talking about.
See that? I don't get either. I don't get the cat. Raised by actual like domesticated cats?
I didn't see the show. I saw the previews for it or something.
I feel like, don't cats like eat dead people all the time? Like, don't like old people like die and then the cats just eat them? Like, I don't see a cat helping you.
Is that true?
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know why it wouldn't be true. But what I'm saying is, have you actually ever read in a newspaper or on a reputable online journal that said this man got eaten by cats because he died in his house?
I don't think so, but no. I've heard about it.
Yeah, I've heard about it too.
So why wouldn't it be real? You heard about a kid getting raised by monkeys.
Yeah, but I at least saw that on television. I've never seen anybody get eaten by cats on television. Well, there was that one creep show or whatever that we saw get eaten by a cat.
The cat crawled through the guy's throat, man.
Oh, he ate the cat went into the... Okay.
Yeah. Not sure why that happened.
I don't know what happened either. In any case, nobody got eaten by cats. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. if you die in a house full of cats...
The cats have nothing to eat.
The cats aren't going to go outside?
Why would... not if they're... What, they can just open the door?
Oh, you're telling me...
If my cat could open the door, it would be out already.
Yeah. All I'm saying is the cat doesn't open the door for a reason. It's just... He wants to stay indoors to bug you. If the cat wanted to go outside, he could go outside. If like, oh, my owner just dropped dead, I'm out of here. I think he can get out.
If I die in my house, there's no way the cat's going to be able to get out. And she's going to need some food.
And she's going to eat you.
I don't know if she'd look for other food. I think she'd look for me right away.
You're going to sleep tonight and you're going to open your eyes. The cat's going to be like poking you. Are you dead yet?
Every night when we go to sleep, the cat, like during the night, crawls up onto our bed and sleeps on top of Heidi.
Yeah. Are you dead yet?
I think the minute like Heidi like stops breathing, the cat's, that's like, that's
dinner time.
It's dinner time. She's just waiting, that cat.
I don't know. I guess maybe you're right.
Do you think your dogs would?
I mean, I guess any creature who is starving to death. If you got locked into a room and somebody died and you couldn't get out of the place and it's, what did I say, 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's like that soccer team, man, alive.
Well, that was the... Yeah, but they were... Yeah.
They were dead. Their people died and they ate them.
Yeah.
They didn't kill them. People just died.
Right. But, yeah. I wonder if that's different because it wasn't a room.
What do you mean it wasn't a room?
Like, if you're, so that was like, so you're like in survival situation because your plane crashed in the mountains.
Right.
But if you're just like, someone threw you in a room and then all of a sudden the guy with you died.
Yeah. Same thing. It's the same thing. They were, okay, they were in a plane, but they might as well have been in a room because they couldn't get out.
Yeah, but wouldn't you always be like, well, maybe somebody opened that door? Like, maybe someone's just waiting for me to try to eat the person and be like, ha, got you. Like, what a kind of psychological things. Like, you're not lost in the jungle trying to get monkeys to raise you. You're not lost in a mountain with dead people from a plane crash, like, trying to get rescued. You're in a room and somebody's dead there and you're really hungry.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's the same. You're still in survival mode. I mean, so you start eating that dude and you're the dead dude and someone comes in the door. Well, good. Now you've been rescued.
Yeah, but what? You don't have anything to cook with. He's just there.
They didn't either.
No, they did. Didn't they? Yeah. I think I saw the movie or the TV show.
What did they get all fire or something? They roasted him up? I don't think so, dude.
They didn't. Bree would know. Bree was really into that. She would know.
Well, she likes all the mountaineering stuff.
Yeah.
You know they're going to close. They're thinking about closing Everest?
Yeah, they should.
I think they should, too.
Well, the problem is all the Sherpas, I mean, they make their money that way. So.
But, I mean, it's just a giant toilet now, man.
It's a giant deadly toilet now.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I mean, past 2 years, more people have died, and no one's ever. A lot of Sherpas have died. Those are who's dying.
Yeah, because it's not really. I mean, I mean, it's still a challenge. Don't get me wrong, but like if you pay enough money, you know what I mean. Like,
yeah,
they just get you close enough, and then they do is kind of like drag you up the mountain.
Yeah,
I'm not saying everybody. I'm not saying everybody.
But no, it's very true. And Bree could speak to this. I don't want to speak for her. If she hears this, she'll be like, you got everything wrong. But essentially, the Sherpas climb the mountain and attach all the ropes and everything.
Right.
And then the Sherpas go up and set up all the tents that you need. And then you just walk up. And then if you pay enough money and the people are not... If the people are, you know... willing to drag you up the mountain, they will.
Yeah,
it puts a lot of people's lives in danger. I mean, that's part of the problem.
Have you ever wanted to like climb a mountain like that? Like be like climb Everest or something?
I don't think I ever wanted to climb Everest.
I mean, neither. Bree wanted
to go to base camp. She'd love to just be at base camp, just see all of that.
Yeah.
But no desire to climb the mountain.
Like I like this. It's like the cold and snow and ice. I'm not into that. Like that doesn't. To me, that's not fun or exciting. It's just a drudgery. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. If you've seen any of the Everest programs or the movies, it's literally just like people being like, "I just was concentrating on putting one foot in front of the other."
Yeah, to me, that's not. That's not like what I would want. I'd want to be experiencing like everything. Like I like climbing mountains and stuff. That's no problem. But like I want to be able to look around and enjoy it.
You can't really look around.
No, it's all the same. All you're doing, you're literally just putting one foot in front of the other and just following the person in front of you.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Wow. Anyway. I think that's this week's Shotscast. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
Hold fast.